It is Acadiana's
reigning, defending, undisputed
number one sports talk station. And this is its exclusive podcast on the sport of
professional wrestling.
103.7 The Game's 20 by 20 Pro Graps podcast is scheduled for one fall. 20 minutes on everything happening inside the 20 by 20 squared circle.
Are you ready?
Ring the bell.
Wait, why are we playing this? Why are we playing this? This isn't what this special episode of the podcast is all about. It's not about Rick and Morty getting its season 4 renewal. It's not about that, even though that's really, really cool, and I'm absolutely hyped for it coming in November, season 4 of Rick and Morty. But this is a pro wrestling podcast. Not exactly what I wanted to talk about, but it has something to do with WarnerMedia, actually. So kind of convenient we bring that up. And you know what? We're going to go ahead and get things going. We're going to restart this and do it the right way. Oh, yes, indeed. It is time to talk some pro wrestling, more specifically All Elite Wrestling, a week out from their big Double or Nothing show on May 25th. In fact, that's 10 days from right now. The big stuff has started to come out at Upfronts this week, or should I say earlier today. This is Wednesday when we're recording it, or I'm recording it, I should say. Once again, a special 20 by 20. It's probably going to be a lot shorter edition of the 20 by 20 because we've got Money in the Bank to preview. We'll do that on a Thursday, so can't wait to talk about that and a whole lot more on Thursday. So this is going to be more specifically for All Elite Wrestling, what's going to be going on with them, and Warner Media. It's not just TNT, it's Dynamite, but it's also involving Bleacher Report's BR Live, which is going to have select pay-per-view slots in there. Maybe that means it winds up having a lot more pay-per-views on this, be it a Double or Nothing, and All In 2, Electric Boogaloo, Fighter Fest. We've got everything else that you can think of. That's kind of the plan going forward. The two companies announced it. Primetime broadcast plan on TNT streaming via Bleacher Report's BR Live as well. The announcement was made in front of media buyers in New York City. And the venture will kick off on May 25th for the big show called Double or Nothing, 10 days from right now. And you can actually kind of check out that through BR Live, and I've got some gripes about it. But honestly, you'll see where I'm coming from in just a little bit, but there's a lot more to it than that. Because obviously, this is the first time a pro wrestling company has been involved with the Turner family of networks since 2001, when WCW closed down and Vince McMahon bought it out, largely because when the AOL-Time Warner merger happened, none of the people in the front office, none of the Fat Cats, were big fans of wrestling. I think it's not as much they're big fans of wrestling when it comes to TNT. I think they see a lot of viable stuff going on in there, and it's live sports content. You look at what's going on with the SmackDown deal right now with Fox, where they got $1 billion for it to be able to transfer the rights over from USA Network to Fox. And we're seeing that kind of be a issue of contention right now in terms of making the overall product be a little bit of a bleep show, if you will. But I absolutely enjoy the fact that we're seeing All Elite Wrestling on TNT. No state has been set as of yet. I believe that's probably something you're going to wind up announcing in the next couple of weeks and probably after Double or Nothing or during the Double or Nothing show, because it would make sense, right? You're going to announce, I believe it's going to be in October, the shows are going to start, but you'll be kind of getting your taste of it with BR Live, and you also, I believe, the pre-show is going to be broadcast on TNT right in the middle of the NBA Finals. That is going to be one hell of a way to kind of start things off if you're Cody Rhodes, Matt and Nick Jackson, the Young Bucks, all of the people involved. All Elite Wrestling is going to be through the roof with this, because you got to think about it. Warner Media owns a ton of sports, so it owns a ton of rights to it. NBA, NCAA basketball, golf, along with others. But they're adding wrestling to the mix. A new partnership has been announced. And here's kind of where I'm not a fan of it. This is just a complaint But I think everybody's going to understand where I'm coming from here. Now, this is the one complaint I have. Is the fact that you're putting on BR Live, which, for those who don't know, it's a lot like ESPN Plus. It's a lot like the WWE Network. It's a lot like Netflix. It's an over-the-top streaming service. Yes, exactly. The Dan Patrick Show is aired on there. That's on. That's free, and that's the best thing about it. It's absolutely free for certain things. But you have to pay $9.99 a month for, you know, I believe they have, it's not Premier League, I believe it's Champions League or what have you, like the lower-level soccer across the pond, if you're into that. They had the big match play matchup between Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods that wound up being a big mistake. But you're paying $9.99 a month for a lot of the premium content. They had the Alliance of American Football in there in the past. It's a great idea, but BR Live needs to realize one thing and one thing only. It's a lot like what we're seeing with ESPN, with their deal with the UFC and their kind of setup, how you have to pay for each individual like fight card. I'm sorry, but that model doesn't work anymore in 2019. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. Last weekend, I was watching it at a bar, and they were having a hard time getting the thing going through their streaming service on Roku. They had to deal with that. No, the last show before that, they had to deal with that, and that wound up causing 100,000 pay-per-view buys only because of issues with the streaming service with ESPN+, Plus, where you're having to pay the $5.99, then you're also paying $80, but you had to go on a desktop to do it. It's a whole confusing thing, and hopefully BR Live's figured out all the issues with it, because that was definitely a big frustrating point of view for me as somebody who loves watching wrestling and loves seeing Elite Wrestling succeed, because I want them to succeed. That's the biggest thing for me, is I want them to succeed, because having more competition means a lot more for pro wrestling. But the biggest thing for me is $49.99 for the full show. I'm sorry, but if you're going to have it be, you're already having to pay like X amount of dollars a month to be a part of the service, it should already be a part of it. Again, I could be completely wrong in this, but it feels like I probably could wind up getting a lot more people to buy in to BR Live for $9.99 a month rather than you pay basically $60 a month, $60 for each show, be it, you know, three or four shows a year, however many All Elite Wrestling is going to be doing after year one of its existence. Because as far as I know, they've only got like three going on right now, but one of those probably isn't considered as much an event, and as I'm going to call it, Fighter Fest. That stuff's going on. The Fighter Fest, that's going to be fun, but I have to say, the one I believe they're going to be doing in Jacksonville to support and support a lot of people that were affected by the shooting, camera, or exactly what it's called, but that one, I believe, is also going to be streamed, but no confirmation on that just yet. It was all just a major announcement about putting All Elite Wrestling on a major network. You look at a lot of the other pro wrestling companies in the world right now. Impact Wrestling. They're on Twitch, and they're on a channel that five people get, and they don't even realize they have it until it goes off the air. Or don't remember the channel number, case in point, me last weekend when I wanted to watch it. But that's the biggest thing with Impact Wrestling, is that issue. That is issue number one. Issue number two with pro wrestling is the fact that you don't have a whole lot of other alternatives that you can get readily available. Lucha Underground just shut down, according to rumors. And then ROH Wrestling, you can catch on about 20 different stations, but it's a very hit-or-miss like time in terms of when you're going to wind up catching it over the air. Because I know Stadium airs it pretty consistently. CST over here in Louisiana is very hit or miss. Usually airs on like Friday nights at 11, but even then sometimes that's not necessarily confirmed. It is very weird how all that happens. But honestly, I'm just loving every minute of it when it comes to the biggest shows that All Elite Wrestling is going to put up. But I'm still not a fan of the $50 entry fee on top of the $9.99 that you're going to be paying for this service. And most wrestling fans, I'm sorry, aren't going to be paying to watch like crappy soccer or the Dan Patrick Show. Not all of them are going to wind up watching it solely for that. Or I know the XFL is not a part of that, but if the XFL were a part of it, they wouldn't want to watch that. It needs to be a point where you can put $9.99 a month, and you don't have to pay extra for a fight, for a show, what have you. Because I think that's the biggest issue when it comes to All Elite Wrestling and BR Live, and also the UFC and their deal with ESPN. That might be the one biggest issue, because it's always great to be on the worldwide leader, but it's very frustrating if you're a fan of pro wrestling and you don't want to see the garbage that they're putting out in terms of other stuff that you're not going to be interested in. I just love to see it be $9.99, a lot like what we're seeing with the network. New Japan World is $10 a month, and you get all the shows for free, like pretty much at a steal. The network's $9.99. Impact Plus, which just recently was rebranded, formerly the Global Wrestling Network, is the same exact way, and I would love to see a model like that from BR Live to stay consistent with a lot of the other models in the world of pro wrestling. That's my biggest thing when it comes to the All Elite Wrestling moving to TNT and having a TV deal. It's great to have a TV deal, but I feel like maybe one of those things doesn't necessarily work out all that well. That being said, you know, that's about all the thoughts I've got about what WarnerMedia is going to wind up doing. I enjoy the deal for the most part. It's just that one part, paying $50 for a pay-per-view on top of the $10 you're already paying for BR Live. Again, not a big fan. I think you should probably go ahead and say, hey, like, we're going to make these things cost X amount of dollars, but you don't have to pay the $9.99 on top of it. That would probably want to make it a little bit easier for me, a little more convincing for me to streaming the pay-per-view using reliable sources instead of, you know, the same way a lot of people do watch these things. But honestly, looking forward to seeing what All Elite Wrestling does next week. Double or Nothing, we'll preview that in the next week's podcast. But trust me, we got one more coming up tomorrow. We'll preview Money in the Bank 2019, give our thoughts on it, and who's going to wind up taking the briefcase, what they're going to do with it. Is Becky Lynch going to hold both titles at the end of the show, and a whole lot more. We'll talk about it with another episode of the 20 by 20 Progress Podcast. And this podcast, it's so over. Leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, 6 stars if you're in the Tokyo Dome, 7 stars if you're in Madison Square Garden. Peace.